Yehudim Mishnayis Masech the Kalim Perik Yutes. We'll start over again in Mishnah Tes. Teva Shepischa Mitzida. If we have a box that the opening is on the side, not on top of it. So therefore, Tameya Medris. Now if a Zav sits on top of it, it's fit to sit there. You don't have to tell him to get off when you want to open it up, because you can open it up from the side. So therefore, it's Makabel Tumas Medris. Utomi Mace, also if it comes in contact with the mace, since it has a base kibble, can receive things inside, it's Makabel Tumma. Omri Abiyesa Gracie says, Amosai, when do I say this box is fit for a Zav to sit on top of it? That Vizman Shein Gvoya Sorf, not 10 Tfachim tall. But once it's 10 Tfachim tall, it's not fit to sit on anymore. Oy Shein Lo Lizbeis Tefach, does not have a rim coming up on the side on the top, a Tefach. Because if a rim comes up on top of it also, it's hard to sit on top of it, it's not fit to sit on. Now what's going to be Nivchaso Milmala? Let's say it became part on the top of this box, broke off. Salachra is still Tomei Tomei Meis, it's still Makabu Tomei Meis, because it's still called the base kibble. It can still receive things inside it. What's going to be Nivchaso Milmato? Let's say on the bottom of the box, something broke off, so now it cannot receive anything inside it. So Rabbi Meir Metameh. Rabbi Meir says this kli is still Metameh or Tumas Medris, because the mice that still fit to sit on, a Zat that still sit on top of it, therefore still Makabu Tumas Medris. V'chachomim Metameh. Chomim say no, it's Tor, is not even Makabu Tumas Medris anymore. Why? V'nesha botel ikar, botel atfeila. Since the ikar of this box is meant to store things inside it, and once you have a hole on the bottom of it, you can't store anything inside it. So since the main part of the box is like broken now, can't be used anymore, so even though the top of the small part of it to sit on top, you can still use it, but once the main part is broken, it loses its shame kli. Mishnah Yud. Mashpeles, that's this big basket that used to carry the manure to the fields in it. So, Shenivchaso, that it broke now, that it got a hole inside it that it cannot even hold pomegranates. Pomegranates go through the hole, and therefore the kli now is not called the base kibble anymore, so the kli becomes tor as the base kibble. So Rabbi Meir Metamer, Meir says, but still, since a zav could sit on top of it, it's really shiva, it has tumas medrus on it. V'chachom mitan chom say no, it remains tor. And this is the story we had before. V'nei shebotol iker, botol atfela. Once the yikr is bottle, the main part of the base kibble is bottle, it's also bottle the tefela that's sitting on it, it's not makabel tuma for a zav either. Yeah, Perek Chof, Mishnah Aleph. Ha korim v'yaksosois, Sashala, some say korim means that's a pillow which you put under your head, uksosois, that's the mattress that you lie on, some say it's the opposite way. Sekita, these are things that are made to lie on, so we'll soon see it has tumas medrus. If a zav lies on them, it becomes navatuma. They are sakin, those are sacks that are woven from the hair of izim, of goat hair. They are matsufim, those are bigger sacks, also made from skin, that you put your merchandise inside it. Shenifchasu, so these things are meant you could lie on them, you could lean on them. Shenifchasu, even if they opened up, the hole of it, if it got a hole came, that all the feathers fall out like the mattress, it's not makabel anymore. Still, harayelu tamei medrus. Still, these things are fit to have tumas medrus, because the ikar of these things is to lie on, even though you fill it up also with things, but since the ikar is to lie on or to sit on, that's the ikar, therefore it's makabel tumas medrus. What's going to be haklustor abakabin? This is a leather bag that you put inside it the food for the animals that you hang around its neck like a muzzle if it has food inside it. So arba kabin with the big it can hold four kabin. Well, some say it has lachat makabel tuma. Hatumel, that's the sack, that's also the skin bag that the roi, the shepherd, uses that he puts his food inside it. That has to be chameshes kabin, five kabin big. Hakresis, also a sack made out of skin. That has to be big enough to hold the saw, that shisha kabin, six kabin. Hachemas, that's like a flask, shall shivas, has to be big enough to hold seven kabin. Reb Yehuda says, af hariftzel, even this riftzel, the hamiz vodo, There's riftzel that's a small basket like that you hold some spice in it. Piyamazudo, that's also a kiss, a pocket that you put inside the food for the road. So kolshen, even these are very, very small, still these last two, all of them, hare elo tamei medjus. All these things are fit to lie on. They're fit to sit on these things. Therefore, if a zav sits on it, it has a tumas medjus. But the ikra, these kalim, is to makabel, to put things inside it, not just to sit, just it could also be used to sit on. And therefore, these last kalim, for chulin shenifchasu, let's say it's got a hole in it, that's not makabel, you can't put anything inside it anymore, so it doesn't have a shen kli, is Torah, it's even Torah, it's not makabel tumas medrus anymore. Why? Since the ikra, the main use of these kalim, is to store things inside it, if you cannot store things inside it now, therefore it's bottle the ikra the kli, therefore bottle atfel, it's also bottle the tuffel, it's not called the kli, even a roya now the makabel tumas medrus. Again, the tefillah means a secondary thing, not the main purpose of the kli. Mishnah Beis. Chemas chalilim. This is like a bag that they store inside a chalilim type of flutes. Salochris tohurim min medrus. It's not makabel tumas medrus, because it's not meant to sit on. Therefore, if a zav sits on it, does not have a tumas medrus. Arevas pisoinus. Arevas type of a thaw, type of a wooden box like that the builders, or wooden platform that the builders make their stones on it for building. So locker is Beishamer. Beishamer says medrus. Yes, that kli is makabel tumas medrus because it's fit to sit on. U Beisula and Beisula says don't know. Tamei meis is only makabel tumas meis when meis comes in contact with it, but it has no tumas medrus because he holds you can't really sit on it. It's only b'shas hatchak. If you've no other place to sit, but it's not really called miyuchet, set aside for sitting, therefore it still holds this areva, this type of a platform, is not makabel tumas medrus. Areva mishnei loig v'yatisha kavish nizdiko. You have this areva, you have this like a kneading bag, that it's big enough to hold at least two lugin, up until the size of 9 kavin, shenistika, they got a crack inside it, that the water comes out of it now. So, tamei medrus, now it's not fit anymore to store like the dough, to store things inside it, but rather it's meant to sit on. So, therefore, it's makabel tumas medrus. Since it's cracked, it can't hold things inside it, so therefore you use this to sit on. What's going to be, hinicha b'gshomim v'nispecha, you left this outside in the rain and it like blew up there, and the hole got closed up, so now it's fit to be used for a base kibble, to receive things inside it, and therefore now you do not sit on it anymore. Therefore, tamei tumas meis, that's a shem kli, it's makabel tumas meis, and it would not be makabel tumas medrus anymore. What's going to be the kodim? Let's say you put it outside, after it blew up and clogged up the hole, now you put it outside in the wind, in the east wind like, and it became a hole, a crack came in it again. So now it's not fit to be used to store things inside it. Therefore now you would sit on it. So again, makabelus medrus, it's makabel tumas medrus, it's like fit to sit on and not to need things inside it. Now zechaim, this is a chumra, something strict, v'shiyore kli eitz v'tchilosan, from the leftover kli eitz, a wooden kli, than rather from the beginning of it. That when this areva, when this dough, kneading dough, tool, is complete, finished at the beginning of it, it's not makabel tumas medrus, because it's not fit to sit on. But later, when it breaks, then it is makabel tumas medrus. The chayim, there's also a chum, something strict, b'shiyore kli nitzorim, mivitchiloson. Kli nitzorim, that's like baskets, that's made out of the leaves of arevas, of arovis. So, it's more strict also the leftover part of it than the beginning. Shem Chlos, when he first made these baskets, ain't a makabel tuma. It's not makabel tuma asher yischasmu, until you like finish making it completely, that you cut off the hard parts of it. But misha nachsmu, once you cut off the hard parts of it, once it's roi to be a kli to be used, afo pisha nosru shifsasayim, even though the ends of it, the rims of it, become open again. kosher in a little bit, still tmeim, still smakabel tumah. So even though the sides fell down, but as long as there's a little bit left over, that still has a base kibble, it still will be makabel the tumah. As this chaimer at the beginning calls them on, you didn't fix up the rims, they're still hard, it's now makabel tumah. But once you got a shem kli, even though later all the rims were cut down, only a little bit is left over, it's still called the shem kli, it'll still be makabel tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Makel, you have the stick, the staff, sha'asol beisya l'kurdum, that you made it, it was used as a handle for a kurdum, like a hatchet for a cutting tool. Tzlochar is chibulutuma. It's sitting now attached, this makel is like attached to the kli, and therefore b'shas malach, at the time when you use it, when you use this handle to chop with, then it's called part of the kli, tzmakabutuma as being part of the kli. But when you're not using the kli, then since it's not attached completely, it's not kavua there, that's called like two separate kelim, and if one is makabel tumah, the other one is not. What's going to be hadyuster? That's like a thread winder that they use to wind up the thread. So chibla tumah, it has like sticks attached to it, and therefore it's all like one big kli, and they're all if one part of it's makabel tumah, the whole thing is makabel tumah. Again, b'shas malacha, when you're using it, when you're using this winder to wind up the thread, even the long sticks that are attached to it, there's also makabel tumah. What's going to be kavol, the kleinus? They attached like this winder to a pole, so they made it permanent, it was attached permanently. And then tomei, it's makabel tumah, but v'yein chibolo, it's not called attached to it. So it becomes tomei, is this deuster. This winder, that becomes tamei, even shleim b'shas malachim. But the stick that you mechaber it to, that remains tor, that does not become tamei. V'yein echibolo, the stick. Also by the yustor, you stuck like two pegs into this pole itself, and you made it like part of the yustor, this winder. And tamei ele tzark, it's only mechaber tumah, the part that's necessary to be used. That's the length between the pegs, they're makabel tumah, but the shah, the rest of this pole you do not need, remains tor. Kisev, you have like a chair, shekavol b'kleinus, you attach it to these poles, so tameh, it's all like one big kli now, as makabel tumah smedrus, the pole also. Again, v'yena chibeloi means the stick itself is not mechubah to the chair, and the kli, the stick itself will not be makabel tumah smedrus. Also by kisei, like on the top of this pole, you made a part that you could sit on it. So you made like the pole itself fit to use it to sit on. Ein tami yelo makaymoi. Only the place that you need to sit on, that's what's makabel tumah smedrus, not the rest of it. Kavol b'koyrus beis habad. You put this chair, you kavei this chair on top of the koyrus, that's like the beam that you use in the olive press to press down the olives on. So tamei, the locher is the chair is makabel tumah smedrus, but v'yein chibla, it's not chair is not like attached to the current of the beam, and the beam will remain tor. It's not makabel tumah from the chair. Let's say again, also b'reish kisei, on top of this beam, you made a part that you could sit on. So then tor. This is not makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah smedrus. Why? Because we still add to this pole, to this beam that's meant to press down on the olives. Amoid, if somebody sitting on it, we tell them get up. Go do your work. Like the work it's made, this beam is a beam to press down on the olives. So that's its main purpose. Therefore, would not be makabel tumah smedrus. Mishnah Dalid, Areva Gedola. We have this big kneading dough, a kli, shenifchaso, that have cut a hole in it. Milakabu remind him the hole is so big that now it cannot even hold pomegranates inside it. V'eskidu yeshivas, instead of using it to knead your dough in it, he set aside not to sit down on. Rabbi Kiva Metam, Rakiva says, yes, it's Metam, it's Makabu Tumas Medris, because now it's fit to sit on. V'echachom Metam, Echom say no, remains tor, and has no Tumas Medris, because it's still not fit to sit on so well, Achi Yikatseya, until they could cut the sides of it to cut off the rims to make it fit to sit on. What's going to be our soul? Avis Labayim, you took now this big arev, this big throw, this big pot, and you made it now a place that you can store the animals' food in it. You're going to put the animals' food. See, even though it has a hole in it, the size of rima to come out of it, but still you lead it to, you could still use it to put like long, straw there for animals to eat in it. So locher is afa pisha kavol, because even though you attached it to the wall, still tameya, it's not like bottle the shame kli of it, still called a kli, and therefore it's still be mekabel tumas meis or v'sheretz, even though you mekabel it not to the wall. But since first it had a shame kli, it does not lose its kli, it's still mekabel tumas meis or tumas sheretz. But not tumas medrash, because it's not fit to sit on. Yeah, Mishnah Hei. Koifes shekfoyo banidvach. Koifes, that's a piece of wood, a thick piece of wood, that you hollowed out a part of it in the middle of it to sit on. So it's a royal yeshiva now. So therefore, would be mekabel tumas medrash. Now you are kaveh, you took this board and you put it into the nidvach that's into the wall, into a building. Now, kovu, you are kaveh, you nailed it in there, but v'leibon olav, you did not start to build on top of it yet. Reels bon olav, you started to build on top of it, but v'leikavol, you did not nail it in yet. V'lokar is tomei. This kli is still called a kli, it's still makabel tumas medrus. What's going to be kavol, though, you like nailed it in, ubon olav, and you started to build on top of it, then it's tor from a tumas medrus, because then it's part of the building, it's part of the house itself, like, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. What's going to be a mappet, like a mat made out of reeds, shenosno agabi akurish, you put on top of the beams, on top of the roof. Kavo, you like nailed it down there, but v'lenosn olav es hamaziva, you did not put the top piece, the top layer on top of it yet. Like the plastering on top, you did not put down yet. Or else nosn olav es hamaziva, you put the plastering down on top of it, but v'lei kavo, you did not nail it into the roof yet. Slocher is tomei, this mat is still makabel tumas medrash, is not bottle yet to the roof. But what's going to be kavo, you like nailed it down there. V'nosn olav es hamaziva, nos, you put the plastering on top of it, and then tor, then it's bottle, it's called like part of the roof now, it's part of the binyan, it's not makabel tumas anymore. What's going to be koro? A dish, a koro dish, shekovo b'shida teva migdol, that you attached it onto a chest or onto a box. So it depends. Kedera kabalosoi, if like it's attached now that you still put things inside it, like the top part of it is up and the bottom is downwards, then to me it's still called the kli kamakabal tuma. Shalei kedera kabalosoi, let's say you attach this dish upside down onto the box. Now you cannot put anything inside it. Therefore, Torah, the kli becomes Torah. It's not fit to be used. Doesn't have a base kibbul anymore. Your Mishnah Vov. Sodin, you have a sheet. Shutame medrus, that's fit to lie on. So if a zav sat on it, it is makabel tumas medrus. The aso vilo, now you change your mind. You make it into a curtain. You hang it on against the window like. Your vilo, you make it into curtains. So locker is Tahor min ha-medrus, it's not fit anymore to be sit on. It has no tumas medrus anymore. Avot tomei meis, but it's makabel tumas meis, or from other tumas, because it has a shame beged on. It's still called like a kli, it's still called a beged. Meimasi hiter rosai, when does this sheet become tor from tumas medrus? When does it lose its shame? It's not a roi to sit on anymore. So Beisham Amir Beishamrei says, Mishi yitover, means when you sew on the loops. When you put the loops on it to hang it up, then it's bottled the shame sheet. It's not fit to sit on anymore. Beisilla says, Mishay kosher. When you tie onto it, when you tie it up, like when you put the curtain on, when you tie the curtain onto the wall, onto the pesach, that's what loses its shame, kli yeshiva. Rebbe Kiva says, Mishay yikvo. Not just time you hang it up, but you have to bang it down with nails. When you convey it with nails, then it loses its shame, kli medrus. Then the tumas medrus goes off. Your Mishnah Zayin. Machatzelis, if you have a mat, that spread out that you use Eloyon, Shaso lo kanim liorko. He made like reeds along the length of it. Kanim, that's like hard reeds along the length of it. So lo chris teiro, it starts tamakabutuma, because the mah, you can't lie on it anymore. Because since these reeds, the stiff reeds go along it, so the length of it, so you can't lie across the width of it, because you'll hurt yourself on it. Therefore, it's teiro. V'achomam d'chom say, achiyasekim in ki. No, just the fact you made these reeds along the length of it, that's not mavatol, it can still be used for lying on it. But if you make it kimin ki, that's like an X, that goes straight across on both sides, then you cannot lie on it. So it has to be like an X. then you mavatol the shame sleeping on it, therefore stama kabotumis medrus. V'yein ben konel achaveroi, arba tfochim, if there's not enough space between one reed and another reed for tfochim, then Torah stamakabutum, again, it's not fit to sleep on it in between if it's less than four tfochim. What's going to be nechla kol rochbo? Let's say this mat split in half, or it's widthwise. So Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda holds mitair, again, it's not fit to sleep on right now, therefore it's not makabutum. Or else the vati, since it's split along the width, it's aimed to open up, and therefore it's bottle the shame clear of its tamakabutuma. V'chein, the same thing, hamatir roshe hamadanim. If you untie the knots at the end of it that holds the mats together, so if you untie those knots, it's going to fall apart, it's not called the kli, therefore teretz also loses the shame kli, its tamakabutuma. Becomes Torah. What's going to be nechla kor liyok? Let's say this mat split along its length. Finishtaye bo shloishim adanim shal shisha tfochim. Like three end knots. The knots were still tied together. Finishtaye bo left over shloishim adanim with three knots shal shisha tfochim spread out over six tfochim. To me, it's still called a kli. It's still fit to be used. It's makabel tuma. Machatzelus, now this mat. When is it called you finish making the kli that it is mekabel tuma? Means when you cut off the end pieces of a straw that sticks out, that sticks up, protrudes out of it, when you cut that off to make it look nice, then it's called a kli. Vigmar malachto, that's the finishing touch of it. From then onwards, it's called the kli of mekabel tuma. Yeterek Chof Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Hanogeya Bechoyver de Elyon. This part of the loom, the weaving tools that they used to weave with, to make clothing with. So if you touch different parts of it, the question is, if the weaver itself was Makabel Tumah, let's say it went into an Eil HaMeis, and now you touch pieces of threads that's like not really attached to it, just on the outside of it, so the Chiddush is, these things are not called part of the Kli, you do not become tummy. So that's the first part says, Hamagei, if you touch the chayve de elyon, that's the upper roller of the loom of the weaver, or else the chayve de tachtoin, you touch the lower roller, where they used to hold these strings that you want to use this weave with, or else banirin, that's like rings there that the string went through, or else the bakeros, that's all type of that's like a comb used to hold the threads in place. Or else of a chut, the string, shevira agarbe agomen, we used to weave purple wool. They used to have a string like to hold it there in place. Or else of the ira, she'enoi osilach zira. That's like strings of wool that went out of the weaving part of it already, that you did not plan to put back in again. So it's not really called attached to the ika tool, the ikka kli of this weaver, and therefore the locker is tor. If somebody touches these things, he remains tor, even though the main kli itself is makabla's tamei, but these things are not called part of the ikka kli, and therefore you remain, it's not called the chibra to the orig, and therefore you remain tor. What's going to be though if you touch the nefesh hama seches? That's the string that goes in the oriv, that goes in the width across, that you put into the weaver itself. Or else the v'shesi oimei, shef is the chut and they go up and down, that's inside the inside oimin, that's inside the weaver, over chafol, or else what was bent over, the strings that were bent over like shevir agabia garment was put on top of the blue wool. These things stay that they're called part of the ikar weaver. There also be ira, these strings of wool, sheyasidu lachzir, you plan to put back into the weaver. These things are called attached to the weaver, to the kli, and therefore if the kli is tamei, you become tamei. These things are a chibur to the kli, it's like part of the kli. Hanogeya batseme shal ima. If you touch the wool that's on top of the ima, that's like the reed, the stick that they weave, they roll the wool on it. So if you touch that roll of wool, batseme shal ima, rels biyashvoya istor. This is also a type of a tool that when you tovi, when you weave, you use it like the spindle like. So lochr is tor, again, you remain tor, because the tzemer over here is not really called mechub attached to the kalim yet, and therefore you remain tor. It's not called like it touched the kli itself. Hanageya bepika. Pika, that's like the metal ball that they put on top of the plach, on top of the spindle, on top of the needle they weave with. So, achaloi pera. If before you took it off, before you took off the roll like, then tummy is still called attached to the kli yimakabel tumma. Mishaperoda, but once you take it off, it's removed, then it remains tor. Yemishnebeis, hanageya ba'oil. If somebody touches the yoke of a plow that you put around the neck of an animal, so if you touch ba'oil, that's the yoke itself, or else, or the katruv, that's the pin that Mechabis holds together the two strings that go on the two sides of the yoke. Some say it's the cross piece, or else Ba'ayin, that's a type of a pad that's put under the neck of the animal where the yoke goes on top of. Uva'avois, some say that's a pole, that's the, or else some say that's the string that ties up the machrisha, the plow, to the yoke. So these things are not considered really attached to the plow itself, and therefore filu b'shas malach, even when the plow is working, still tor. If you only touch these pieces and not the guf of the machrisha, you remain tor. But some said in this part of one part became tamei, the other part does not become tamei. These things are not considered a chibur attachment to the actual plow itself, but b'cheriv, to the knife, which means that's a type of the actual plow itself. That looks like a knife. That's the stick that's of the machrish itself. Or else, uba boirich. That's the round, a type of a stick that's curved a little bit. That goes into the ground at the time when they plow. Or else, uba yotul. That's also the stick that the chirish, as a machrish, that you're able to turn the plow to each side you want. So these things are tummy. These things are called the chibur, attachment to the actual plow, and therefore if one becomes tummy, they all become tummy. For ayin shamateches, let's say you have like a metal ring for the plow, or else belechayim, that's two pieces of wood that go along the plow, that go into the ground, or varoyin, that's also something to get the dirt of the plow when the dirt goes into the plow. Tameh, these things are also considered a chibur attachment to the plow, that if one becomes tameh, they all become tameh. Rev Yehuda mitayb l'chayim. Rev Yehuda says, no, l'chayim, these sticks are not considered attached to the plow itself. Sheinu masui mel l'rabbi says, sofer. They're only meant there to gather together if you have too much dirt, but it's not really part of the plow, therefore it's not makabel tumah with the plow. Like if you plow in soft dirt, you don't need these, you take them off. Therefore, it's not considered part of the plow. However, we do not paskin like the Yehuda. Yemishneh Gimel, Hanageya biyad megera. If somebody touches the handle of a sword, mikan umikan, no matter which side it is, these swords used to have two handles, one on each side, is tamei. If the sword itself is tamei, then these handles are also tamei. It's called part of the sword. And if you touch it, you become tummy. If it's an avatumma, you become a reaching the tumma. What's going to be though, bachut, if someone touches the string of a meshicha, or the cord that goes between the two handles of the sword, or else he touches ba'amo, That's the piece of wood that's between the two handles of the sword. Or else, uvesan nifim, that's also a piece of wood that one side of the head of it is put in between the strings of the cord, and the other side is stuck into this omo. So these things, again, are not considered a chibur to the sur, and therefore you do not become tummy. The same thing goes on ube machbesh shel choresh. So it's a carpenter's tool that he used to straighten out the woods that are bent over. Or else of a kashtoniyos, also a type of a carpenter's tool, like a bent over drill that he drills with. So it's a handle that's bent over like a bow. So lochris tor, these things are not considered a chibur to the metal of it. And therefore, even though the metal is tamei, these pieces remain tor, they're not part of the metal, the blade of the sword itself, or these tools itself. Rabbi Yehuda says, afa negeya b'malbein shel maser hagodol tor, even if somebody touches the frame of a large wooden saw, he remains clean. All right, turn over. Again, according to Abihu, the locker is tor, because each one of these pieces are not considered an attachment to the metal itself, and therefore they remain tor. However, we do not paskin like Abihu. Hanogeya bayesra vakeshes. If somebody touches the bow, or else bayesra, that's the string that holds the bow in place. Afa pishi metuch, even though it's stretched out, like you're using, you have the chet, you have the arrow there, and the arrow is tomei, still tor, you remain tor, because the bow itself is not called a chibur, it's not called an attachment to the arrow itself. Mitzudas ishus, that's a trap that they use to catch the mole, type of an animal, a breed that doesn't have eyes. Toira, you remain tor, because it's not called, it's not choshev a kli. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol zaman shimetucha chibur. If this trap like is spread out, and there is a metal piece in it, to hold it together, it's all called a chibur, it is called a kli, it would be makabel tumah. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeperek echof beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ha-shulchan, a table, v'hadufki, that's like a small table that you use inside the kitchen, like where you put the food on it before you bring it inside. Shenifchasu, that they became damaged. Part of the top of it, part of the top of the table fell off like. Oy shechifon b'shayish, or else you put marble on top of it, you covered it with marble, and the part that's covered with marble is not mekabel tumah. But v'shayish b'mokam anochas akoisis, there's enough of the table left over that wasn't broken, or without the marble on it, that's fit to put koisis, to put put kelim, you could put utensils down on it. There's enough space there to rest the cups on it. So tameyim, it's still called, like you have a table here, it's still called a kli, it would be makabel tumah. And the parts that broken is called like a yad for that shulchan. Rabbi Yehuda says, it has to be enough place left over, makam hanochas chatichas. You have to be able to put down some pieces of bread, some pieces of food there. It's not enough just to put down kaisis kelim, but it has to be some food that a person himself would eat. Then it's called the kli to makabel tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Ha-shulchan shenitla achas miraglov tor. If you have a table that only has three legs, and you take off one leg is missing now, so the kli, the table is tor, it's not a kli, it's not fit to be used, it's not makabel tumah. You can't use it with only two legs, it'll fall down. Nitla shni, let's say the second leg also came off, the same thing tor, still the shulchan is not a kli fit to be used, it remains tor. What's going to be nitla shlishis, even the third leg came off, and now there are no legs to the table, you just have the board itself. So lochar is tomei kishayach shevolof. If you have machshav, you have in mind to use the table the way it is now, without the legs, just let it lie flat on the ground, and teed on it, so then it gets a shame kli, and it would be makabel tumah. Rabbi Yossi says, ein tzorach machshav, you do not have to have in mind to use it the way it is, but automatically by itself is called the kli, it's makabel tumah. And v'chein hadulfaki, the same thing we had in the Mishnah before, the small table has the same halacha. with missing one or two legs, it's not a kli. With missing all three legs, then it has a kli. It could be used the way it is. Your Mishnah Gimel, safsol, that's a small a stool, something you sit on, a bench or a stool. Shenitol achas meroshav, one of its heads came off, meaning it had like two legs to it. The two sides of it came down. There were two legs to this type of a bench. And if one came off, so tor, it's not fit to sit on right now, therefore it's not a kli, it's not a makabel tumah. What's going to be nitol asheni, even the second leg, the second side also came off, now it's like flat on the ground, is tor, here still you do not use it. It's still not makabel tumah, not like the table you had before, because the table you could put food on top of it. But over here that it's meant as bench to sit on, if it's on the floor, it's like sitting on the floor, you don't sit on the floor, it's not usable. What's going to be though in yesh by goiva tefach? Let's say the board of the bench itself is thick, is what? Is thick a tefach, meaning it comes up now off the ground, the tefach, then it is fit to sit on. And then tama, then it would be mekabel tum, even though both sides, both legs came off. What's going to be sharaf raf? That's like a stool for your feet. You keep your feet on it, a footstool. Shenitel echem roshav, one of the heads, one of the sides, one of the legs come off. Still tum, it's still makabel tumah because you can still put your feet on it. V'chein, the same thing like kisev, you have a small chair, shlefnei kadetro. Kadetro is like a big throne, a big chosh of a chair. That you have a small seat in front of it that you put the person puts his feet on. So same halacha, even though one side of it came off, still it's fit to be used, still it would be makabel tumah. Mishneh Dalet, Kisei Shel Kala, if you ever see a bridal chair, Shenit L'Chifuyav, the covering of it was taken off, like the cushions all around it was taken off, so it's not fit really to be used for the Kala, for the bride. So Beishamay Mitam, Beishamay says still it's Mekabel Tumah, because you can still use it for a chair, you can still sit on it. Even though it's not the use it's supposed to be used for, but it's still killed, it could still be used to sit on. It still says, no, the kli now, this chair now is torn. Because since it was fit, it was made for a bridal chair, and now it's not going to be used anymore by the bride. Therefore, it doesn't have a loch of a chair, and it was like a broken chair. It's not makabel tumah. Shammai Omrim, Shammai says, Alpha Malbein Shokisei. Even the Malbein, that's just the square of the chair, and the skeleton of the chair itself, even without any textures on it, still it's makabel tumah because the shas ha-tchak, he could sit on it. He said, let's say you had a regular chair, shekvol barevi, you put it in now into the kneading pot. In other words, first it was a chair to sit on, and now you're putting it into the kneading pan, you're going to use that to put the dough on top of it, you're not going to sit on it anymore. So beishamay mitamah, beishamay says still it could be makabel tumah medrash, because the mice is still a chair, it could be used to sit on. Even though you're not going to sit on it now, but still it did not lose its same chair. Still says, no, it's not makabel tumah medrash anymore. Because the maisa, somebody sits on it, you can tell him, get up, we have to use it now. It's a kneading dough now. It's for the kneading plate. So therefore it's not fit to sit on anymore. Therefore it still says it's tor from tumah medrash. Shammai says, even if the chair lechetchila was made to put into this kneading pan, still, since it has the same chair that you could sit on, therefore yod still has loch of tumas medrash, it still will be makabel tumas medrash. Mishnehei, kisa, you have this chair, shloho yechifu of yaitsev, that it's the padding of it did not stick out, did not come out from it. In other words, you can still turn this chair over like. And the padding of the chair was taken off. Still, Tom, according to everybody, still will be makabel tumah. Because you could, like, tilt over this chair and use it, therefore, still makabel tumah. She came dark, because the normal manner is to, like, tilt it over on the side, v'yeshu, to sit on it. Like, since it's not protrude, it's not come out, you could tilt it over to the side. So, even though the padding of it came off, still this chair could be used. Therefore, it still would be makabel tumah. The Mishnah Vov, kisei a chair shenita chifuyo v'hemtzoyi. The middle part of the padding of the chair was taken off, was lost. But v'achitzoynim kiyom, the two ends of it was still there. And there was a part you sit on. Let's say the part you sit on, the chair, is made out of three boards, like. So the middle board was taken out, but the two end boards were still there. So Lachrus Tumah is still called the chair because you can still sit on it, and therefore it's still Makabel Tumah. What's going to be Nitlu HaChitzonim? The two end parts of the chair was taken off of the seat. Then Soi Karmona, the middle part is there. It's still Tumah. Also it's Makabel Tumah, because you can sit on that also. Rabbi Shimon says, when is this true? Only if the middle part of the chair by itself was worn a tefach, then you can sit on that. But if it's less than a tefach, it's not fit to sit on, then the chair will not be makabel tumah. It's not fit to be used anymore. Mishnah Zayin, kisei shenitlo shnayim michefuyov ze bitzad ze, means two of the boards that the chair itself was made that you can sit on was taken away. Ze mitzad ze means not the two outer ones, but one outer one and the middle one. So they are both taken off. There's only one outer one left there. So Rabbi Kiva says, yes, it's still called the kisei, still be used, and therefore still makabel tumah. Some say even though it's not fit to sit on anymore, but still you could use it for like a base kibble, you could accept things there. Therefore still has a din kli on it. But for Chachomim Metam, Chachomim say no, it's Torah. Since it's not fit to sit on anymore, it's considered a broken kli, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. Now, Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says that Av Kisei Shakala, even a bridal chair that's made for a kala, Shenit Lechifuyev, that the covering of it was taken off, Vinishtari by base kabbalah, even though it's not fit to sit on right now, but still left over a base, a place, kabbalah to receive, you could store things there. So Torah, even though it has a base kibbutz now, still the kli is not makabel tumah. It's like bottle the shem kli. Why? If neisha bottle ika ubotla tefelam. Since the main part of the chair was used to sit on, and that you cannot use anymore, so therefore it's called like a broken kli, even though it could be fit to store things in it. That's not what it was made for. Therefore, it's not makabel tumah. It's considered a broken kli. Yeah, mishnah ches shido. If you have a chest, Shenitul Elyon, the top part of it was taken off. Still to me, it's makabel tumah, since it could be makabel things on the bottom of it. But Neyatachtan, because the bottom is still, Chayvakai, still there. Nitla Tatna said the bottom part of it was taken off, was broken off. To me, it's still makabel tumah, this chest. Why? If Neyelyon, because the top part, the kisa, the top of it, you could also receive things in it. So if it's still called the base kibble, it's still makabel tumah. Neither what's going to be Elyon V'Yatachtan, both the top part of it and the bottom part of it was taken off this chest. So Rav Yehuda Mitam, Rav Yehuda says it's still makabel tumah. If Neyadafim, because of the sides of it, it could still be used. You could tilt it on the side like and use it the way it is. V'Chachomim Mitam, V'Chom said no, it's Torah. Because it's not right to fit the way, you can't use it the way it is right now, therefore it's Torah. Yeshivas Hasatos Tomei Medris. There is a person that chisels out the stones, to fix out stones, he makes a pot there, a place that he could sit on, so that's called the Beis Meishav, therefore it's Makabel Tumas Medris. It has the loch of the Beis Meishav, it would have Tumas Medris on it. Yeah, Mishnah Tes. Koifes Sheserko. Koifes is a piece of board, a plain piece of board. Shesekum means they painted it red. The kirkamoyos, they painted it, this is called kirkamoy, like saffron. They are so funim, or else they smoothed it out to make it very smooth. So Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva, this board now is makabel tumah, because called you made it into a kli. The chachomim matam, the chachomim say no, it's not, it's still called the pshute kliyets, it's not called the kli yet, and therefore it's tahor. Until you hollow it out, you have to make like a little hole there that I could receive something, or else hollow it out, that's a place to sit on. You make it into a place you could sit on it, then gives it a shem kli. Hatzal, that's a small basket. Yakakola, that's a big basket. Shemila and Tevin, you filled it up with straw, or a mukhin, or something soft, like wool, you put inside it. And your skinly shiva, you set it now aside, you're going to sit there, you're going to move like a chair. Salochris term still stamakabal tumus medrus not called fit to sit on yet, because since the top could just fall out of this shruam, it's not really called muchin to sit on. But sergum the garment, let's say you wove it there with gemi, that's a type of a string, by the mashikh, another type of a string, the gemi is like type of a grass, you tied it down, you wove it in with, or mashikh with some cord, tineim. That makes the salt kakolo into like a kli miyuchad li yeshiva, and therefore now it would be mekabel tumas medrus. Mishnah Yud, ha'aslo, that's like the seat, the chair on the base of kisei, is tumeya medrus. It could be mekabel tumas medrus, since it's miyuchad li yeshiva. Now aslo is this chair, it's a metal chair like, and it has skin, you have a mechusi covered with skin, so it's fit to sit on. Therefore, tummy medrus, or tummy mace, it's also has to become a kabbal tummy mace. It's called the kli. What's going to be perish or, let's say the skin comes off the chair, it's not fit to sit on anymore. So, locher is tummy medrus. The skin itself is still tummy medrus, that it can still sit on. But we are barzo, just the metal piece by itself, is only tummy mace. It's only kabbal tummy mace, it's not kabbal tummy medrus. It's not fit to sit on without the covering of the skin on it. Now, hatraskol, that's a type of a basket that they turn upside down and they sit on the top of it, is shechifu shalor, that it was covered up with skin, and therefore now it's fit to sit on. So, the locher is tomei medris for tomei meis. It's called like a klim yuchali shiva, so kamekabu tumas medris and tomei meis. Perishol, let's say the skin comes off it. Tomei medrus, the skin itself is still mekabel tumas medrus, still fit to sit on. But for a tetrasko, this type of a basket, tor miklum, it's not mekabel tumas at all. It's not fit to be used at all the way it is. Saf solim sheva merchat, a bench that's in the bathhouse, ushtei raglo shalait, the 2 feet of it is made from wood, but the bench itself is made out of stone or marble. So since the 2 sides, the legs, are made out of wood, therefore this is called the kli eitz-like, and it's fit to sit on, therefore it would be mekabel tumas medrus. Otherwise, it would not be mekabel tumas medrus, because otherwise it's called even is not mekabel tumah. What's going to be achar shaleitz v'yachar shalevin? 1 leg was made out of wood, and 1 was made out of stone, is tor, then it's not fit to mekabel tumah, because but the wood itself cannot hold it up, it's not called a wooden chair, it's not mekabel tumah. Because really the 1 side of it, the leg that has made out of evin, could really hold it up. Therefore it's not considered it's held up by wood, it's held up by an evin, therefore it's tor. Hanisorim shebemechas sheshigmon. That means the boards on the floor of the base of the merchats in the bathhouse, sheshigmon, that they smoothed it, they planed them down, they smoothed them out. Shevikivimatamrukiv holds it's makabel tumah, because people wash themselves on top of it and they also sit on it. So therefore it's called royal yeshiva and it's wood of the makabel tumah. V'chachomimatamrukiv say no, it's tor. Why sheinamatsuyim elo sheyamayim halkim tachteim? It's not really meant to sit on. It's just meant them. It's not slip like, and the water should go in between them. So it's not meant to sit on. Therefore, it's not called a kli miyuchad liyeshiva, it's not mekabel tumah. Kan kalikin sheyesh bo beis kabolas ksus is temeya. Kan kalikin is a type of a kli that has holes in it, and like you would put inside it some perfume, you would burn like gophers, you would burn things, burn like perfume in it, and their smoke would come up and smoke up the begodim to make your clothing smell good. Like the fumigate the clothing. So therefore, if this type of a kli has a base in it, has a base kibble, has a department like, that you put the clothing inside it, therefore tamei, it's called the base kibble, it would be mekabel tumah. But the yasui kaveris of this type of a kli is open on top and bottom. It's made like a beehive, and therefore it's not mekabel the begodim inside it, just the begodim go underneath it, then Torah, it's not called the base kibble, this kli is not mekabel tumah. Yeah, perek chav gimel, mishnah aleph. Hakadur, type of a ball, that inside of it's full with a soft material, with sar, with hair, or with wool. For your emun, that's like the form that you make shoes with. and also it's filled up inside with skin, with hair, or else we are kemeya, type of a charm, like a pocket made out of skin, that inside it you have a ksav, you have like things written inside, a psukim, or different things for a fua, or else we are tefillin, our type of tefillin that we have, that we have the bottom outside, and inside there are parshiyos, shenikro, we're talking about now this outer thing, got ripped, and it was tummy before, and now it got ripped. So look, it's like this: Hanageya bem tummy. If you touch the kada, the ball, or the form, or the kameya, the tefillin, it's still tummy. But if a mashe betoichen tor, if you only touch what's inside them, those things are not called really part of the kli. It's not called like one kli. It's called two separate kelim. So even though the outside became tummy, the inside does not become tummy. Therefore, the inside is tor. Ha'ukuf, let's say a saddle, shenikra that ripped, hanagei b'mashar b'techa toma, here we say even what's inside the saddle, that is makabel toma with the saddle itself. And why? V'nei shatefa mechabrei, because ma'aser used to sew it together, they wanted the saddle to be soft, they would put some muchen, like some wool inside it, but they would sew it down to make it like one. So that's called like a cushion chair, and that's fitted like one. Therefore, if the saddle itself is makabel toma, what's inside it is also makabel tum, it's all like one. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Elu Tumei Mishra Merkav. These are the things that have a loch like a saddle. They have the zav sits on top of them, so the saddle has a makabel tum as av hatumah. That's called, the pasuk says, called Merkav asher yikrav olav azav ditumah. Becomes an av hatumah. So Mishnah says, Zoris ho ashkeloni. Then Ashkelon, this type of a belt that they use for saddle to sit on, they put on the chamor there. Or meducha hamodis, something also type of a saddle that was used in Eretz Mod, that's where the Rosh says. But this says it means like a mortar or machteshes that used to hollow out the piece to sit on and also be used for a saddle. The ovid shel gomel, that's like the blanket, the saddle they put on top of a camel. The tapeton shelsus, that's the cloth that they put under the saddle when you ride on a horse. That's also makabel tumas merkav. Rabbi Yosi says af tapeton shelsus is tamei mishum moishav. As Rabbi Yosi said, not only is this cloth matamei mishum merkav as riding on it, but it's also matamei mishum moishav that he's sitting on it. Mevnei shemdim olov bekum poim. Sometimes used to stand. That's like a moishav sitting on top of this type of a cloth. Like when they're playing there, so you used to stand there to see them play. Avol ukov shel noko, but the saddle of a female camel. Tomei, here even Tanakam agrees it has a tumah of moishav on it. Now Mishneh Gimel, ma bein merkav lemoishav, what's the difference between the tumah of merkav if a zav rides on top of it? Like we had before, the type of a saddle that's meant for the zav to ride on top of, or else lemoishav, a chair or something the zav sits on. In both cases, they become an avat tumah. So what's the difference? We had before machlokesim whether it's tumas merkav or tumas lemoishav. What's the difference? So the Mishnah says that the merkav cholef magoyim masoy. If the kli is only tumi mishum merkav hazav, like a saddle, so then the difference whether you touch it or whether you carry it. If you just touch it, then your begodim do not become tamei, only you become tamei, not the begodim you're wearing. But if you carry it, then even the begodim you're wearing become tamei. But a moishav, something that became tamei, the tumas moishav that the kli is aimed to sit on, not just to ride on. And some say the difference is that riding is you use it with stretched out, with spread out feet, like your feet go on two sides of it. But sitting is you sit down on it normally. So if it's a thing like a chair to sit down on, then it's mekabel tumas moishav, and then there's no difference whether you touch it or whether you carry it. In both places, not only do you become tamei, but even the begodim, the clothing you're wearing, also becomes tamei. Tapis shel chamor, type of a saddle. These are woods, a piece of wood that's put like on on the donkey, that use it like a small ladder to put bundles on it. So this thing is shul yoshev, even though sometimes you may sit on it, still Torah, it's not mekabel tumas moshav, because it's not meant to sit on, it's only bedoichik that you sit on it. But what's going to be shin abuas on the kovim? Let's see, change around the holes of it, that you make it wider and now it becomes fit, you could sit on it. Or else, I shepertzon zel atoich zeh, you like open it up, one opens up the other one, now it's fit to sit on it, not bedoichik, but normally you could sit on it. Then tumeya, then it's mekabel tumas medrash, because then it's roi to sit on. Mishnah Dalet, Hamita, the bed, Vihakar, that's the mattress, Vihakeset, that's the pillow shemes, that they put a mace on, is a re'elu tumei medrash. These things are makabal tumas medrash, and become an avatuma. So even though these things are not meant for an odom to sit on, but the mice, sometimes they do sit on these things. The ladies sit on them and cry over the mace, therefore it's called fit to sit on, and therefore the zaz sits on them, they have a tumah, they become an avatumah. Now, kisei shakala, the special bridal chair that the kala sits on, or also mishabish shachaya, that's the special chair that they sit on when they give birth, or also kisei shel kaves, a chair that the washer sits on, shukaris olam hasakelim, it spreads out the clothing on it. So Amr Rabbi Yossi basically says, Ein ben mishum moshav, these kelim have not makabel tumas medrash. Meaning to say, even though people sit on it, but it's not really to sit there to rest on it, it's used for a special purpose, each one of these. But really just for regular sitting, it's not used for them, therefore he holds it's not makabel tumas moshav tumas medrash. Yeah, Mishnah Hay, Hacherim, that's a net that you catch fish with, is tummy, it's makabel tummy, because it has a base kibul, with nehazutay, because there's a part on the bottom of the trap that has like a big there you catch things in, therefore it's called the base kibul, it's makabel tummy. Horishosois, fiha michmorois, these are also nets that you catch chayis and oifus with, fiha madaf, that's the type of a trap that they catch birds with, fiha plotzur, that's also wooden type of a trap that they catch birds with. Umetsudo is hasakorim. That's like a fisherman's trap that they use to catch the fish with. Is tameim. All these type of traps are tameim because they all have a base kibble to it, and therefore it's makabel tumah from a mesa from a sheretz. What's going to be though? V'yoakoin v'harota v'yakluv torim. These things are Torah though. Akon is a type of a basket that they catch fish in. V'yaretuv, that's a type of a bird trap. V'yakluv, that's like the cope that you put the birds in. So these things are terim, because they're not makabel, they have no base kibbul, they're not considered like a kli. Yeperek, v'chov dalet, Mishnah Aleph, shloisha sris and hain. There are three different types of shields, a tris is a shield, whether it's called a kli or not. The first one is tris hakofuf. That's like a bend-over shield that you could use to sit on, and therefore tummy medrash. It's makabel tumas medrash because it's a normal thing for the army man, like in the fields, to sleep on it. Therefore, it's matama tumas medrash. V'shemesachkim boy v'kunfoin, and the one they play with, the shield they play with, like they're playing ball, they're playing in the fields. So that's tummy mace. That's a regular kli. It's makabel tumas from a mace. But this is not makabel tumah moshav, because it's not there to sit on this. But it's called the kli to makabel tumah's mace. Feditzas horavim. This is a small type of a shield that's made to play with kids. See, Torah miklum, it's Torah miklum, it's not called the kli at all. It's not a kli tashmish, therefore it's not makabel tumah at all. Mishneh Beis. Sholosh agolos hein. There are three different type of wagons. There are different halachas. Who asuya keka tedra, one that's made like a tedra, that's tamei medrash. This is made a small type of a wagon that's covered over on three sides. It's because it's miyuchah to sleep in, and therefore it's makabel tumas medrash. Kenita, if the wagon is made like a bed, it's very long and it's miyuchid to lavoras scharis, to travel, you carry over your scharis, your merchandise in it. Therefore, it's called a kli, and therefore, tummy, it's a tamei, a tummy mace, it's makabel tumas mace, but it's not meant to sit on, it's not makabel tumas medrash. V'shalavonim, that agolo that's made to transport stones, big stones, that's Torah Miklum. It's Torah from everything, because it does not have any size to it. It has big holes in it, and therefore it's not a derech to hold anything in it. Therefore, it's not called the Kli to Mekabel Tumah. In Mishnah Gimel, Shalosh Areva is saying there are three different type of kneading of boards. And the first one is Areva Mishnei Lug V'yati Shekavin Shenistiko. We have this kneading board that you knead on it the amount of two lugim up until V'yad Atisha Kavin, up until noise Shenistiko, meaning it has a hole now, a crack in it, and therefore it's not makabel mashkim. It can't hold any liquid, but still the locher is tamei medris. It's still makabel tumas medris because it's fit now to sit on. Therefore, it's makabel tumas medris. What's going to be shlema? Let's say this kneading board is complete. Its hole is, has no hole in it. Then tamei tumas meis. It's a makabel liquid inside. It's makabel tumas meis. V'yabor b'mido Torah Miklum, but a big kneading throne that holds in it 40 saw of lach, therefore it's not, it's poker the shame kli, and therefore it's not makabel tumah at all. And since it's so big and so heavy, you don't move it around, therefore it does not have a shame kli, it's not makabel tumah at all. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet, Sholosh Teva Sen, there are three different type of boxes. Teva, there's a box, Shepischa Mitzida, that the opening is on the side, and therefore you can sit on top of it. So therefore, the locher is tamei medrus. It's makabel tumas medrus. If you sit on it, we don't tell you to get up. It's makabel tumas medrus. Milamala, let's say the opening is on top. Tamei tumas meis. It's only up tumas meis, but not tumas medrus, because you can't sit on it. Because we tell you to get up, because we have to open it up to take the top off. The abo b'mido, let's say this box is very, very big. It's more than aboyim som. Then the locher is torah miklum. It's not makabel tum at all. It's poker the shem kli. And we're talking about what's not miyuchad li yeshiva. Would have been miyuchad li yeshiva to sit on, and Echnamit still would have had metumas medris on it. Mishnehe, shloisha tabusanei, there are three different type of chest made out of leather. Shel saporn, used by a bother, this chest that they sit on it. Therefore, tome medris, a couple of tumas medris. Sheikh nolov, the type of a chest that you seat on like a table. Tome mace, it's to have a kumut mace because it has a shem kli. We shall say some something is spread out to put the olives on. That Torah Miklum, it's not called the Kli, it's Torah Miklum. Such a chest is not called the Kli, it's Torah Miklum. Alright, we'll continue on the next tape. You're holding top of it yet. Like the plastering on top, you're not put down yet. Or else, Nosanova Samaziva, you put the plastic.